world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, oh man, oh man, trying to catch up things here at the last minute. What a weekend. I know, as I said to those who were listening at the beginning, no, I didn't watch not one second of the Super Bowl. No, I didn't watch one second of it. Number one, I didn't care who won. So why do you watch it if you don't care who wins? I'm thinking more and more that maybe that everything is kind of staged and kind of, it was very clear to anybody who had eyes to see that the NFL wanted the Kansas City Chiefs in the finals because why? Taylor Swift. And Taylor Swift would bring all those Swifty people in to watch because they wanted to see Taylor Swift all the time because they showed her. So I knew that was going to happen. And the commercialization of the NFL is just like, it's like a unbelievable. It just really is. I'd have watched it if the Browns would have been in it probably, but Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs, didn't have a dog in that hunt. You know what I'm talking about. And I guess the halftime show, why do we support that? That halftime show is so wicked every year. I didn't watch the halftime show. I don't know anything about it. I saw reports of it this morning that they say that it maybe was the worst one ever. Now, wouldn't you think that if you were marketing something, wouldn't you think you would do an appeal that would reach, that families could sit around and watch together? Maybe have, I don't know, Carrie Underwood come in. Maybe have, they did one year, remember, Hank Williams Jr. come. Maybe come and have, I don't know, something just normal. You understand it's by design, don't you, friends? You do understand it is by design. I didn't watch. Did Elon Musk's commercials play last night? Did anybody see that? Because I'd seen that he had spent like, I'm not making it up, unbelievable amount of money, crazy, like 20 million of his own money to run 30-second commercials. Did they run last night? I didn't watch it, so I wouldn't know. No. Did they run?
What I watched, I did not see any, but I didn't hardly watch it either. But somebody see any, but that's the reason I was tuning in. I wanted to hear what his commercial was about.
What his commercials were going to be was just going to be evidence of things that he had discovered, right? We are sitting right now on a powder keg like we have never, ever seen. We talk about the clash of two kingdoms coming at us right now. And the question is going to be, what are we as believers, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, what are we going to do in this time in which we find ourselves, right? What are we going to do? So, I got a lot of stuff to show. I'm sorry. This is going to be an information show. An information show. That's what it's going to be. I spent a lot of time yesterday. Okay, I'll tell you. That old gout got me again. I can't hardly get around. So I just kind of hung out, got fat. I didn't eat much. I didn't really get much fatter, but it's been crazy. So I couldn't really do anything or go anywhere. It's crazy. So I did a lot of research, stuff I want to kind of share with you this morning, because I really believe this, that people that you know and come in contact with daily, they don't really know what's going on. People you go to church with do not know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, friends. And if it's not actively being presented to them, I have a back and forth going on with this guy on the internet that I know, and I must have sent him 25 articles this weekend, because you know he believes the lefty company line of Elon Musk he wasn't elected. Who elected Elon? You know that line, right? And he's a good man. Yes, he's a good man, but he is so freaking stupid. He is so stupid that he thinks it's a Republican Democrat. That's what he thinks it is. And friends, are you looking at me? Billions, if not trillions, of wasted dollars. Does anybody think maybe the Republicans knew about it? Do you think maybe the Republicans knew about it? Do you think the Republicans are somehow complicit in what's going on? You do know this, don't you? For the most part, the Republican Party hates MAGA. They hate MAGA. Why? Because it's all going to be exposed. It's all going to be exposed. What are they going to say? Didn't know? Sorry, didn't know. Didn't know. We at one point used to be government of the people, by the people, for the people, and yada, yada. So I'm rambling here today. They all knew, Kimberly. They all knew. They all knew. They all know. They all know. They all know. They all know. How long has this been going on? How long has this been going on? Okay, so if you bear with me today, I'm going to take you down. I'm going to show you some stuff this morning. Let me see what I got here, Coach. That's not what I want to. Where do I send it to? Oh, can I brag for a minute? I got to show you this. Pull up number three. Let's start at number three. Somebody sent this to me yesterday. I don't know where they ever found it. Number three, and go to the, can you get it up here, Spence? Number three, and go to the 1 minute, 1 hour, 16 minute second. Folks, now let's go back a little bit. Go to 1:16:15. Oh, is that what it says? No, I don't want to go that far. I knew I was going back. Keep going back. Keep going back. Keep going back. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. Somebody sent this to me. I was a high school referee. I don't know if you knew that or not. And that's me getting ready to hand the ball to LeBron James. Right there. That's me getting ready to hand the ball to LeBron James. No, I'm sorry. That's me running into the picture. There's me. Now I'm going to give the ball to LeBron James. Huh? There it is. Hey, LeBron. You think he remembers me? You think he remembers me? This was 2001, I think. I'm passing to, I can tell people I passed the ball to LeBron James. He was 16 years old, sophomore in high school. Right? Okay, there I am. That's me. All right, you can get that off there now. Isn't that something? The internet's amazing. You can find that kind of stuff. So I'll get that out of the way. Okay, now, did you see this? I told you information today, okay? Information. I'm gonna put a lot of stuff on you. Go put a lot of stuff on you. We're gonna put it all in the chat. You can have it all. You can use it whatever you want to. I'm just gonna run down some things here. Okay, go to number. Let's see. Oh, how about this, Paul Goslin? How about this number four, number one? Bring up number one here this morning. States are moving to ban COVID-19 vaccines. States are finally saying, not here, baby. No vaccines in Washington or Montana or Idaho or Iowa or Texas or Tennessee, South Carolina. No more. No more. Over 81,000 medical professionals, 204 elected officials, and 17 professional organizations are demanding the COVID vaccine shots be pulled. Huh? Hey, friends, you know this? Do you know that when the Constitution of the United States was originally set up, the 9th and the 10th Amendment spelled out that the states were in charge. The states were in charge, not the federal government. None of this power was ever given to the federal government. We were the United States, right? In the 9th and 10th, Spencer, let's do this real quick. Pull up the Constitution. Just, folks, a little bit of history here, a little bit of education for you, okay? Constitution of the United States, they're enumerated. The enumerated, folks, enumerated mean listed. They list the powers, okay? All legislative powers given to Congress, number two. In other words, the ability to make laws given to Congress. The House of Representatives composed tells who they are. Go ahead, number three. Tells all the representatives how you get to be a representative. Keep going all the way down. I'm not going to go through there. Searches and seizures, all that spells it all out. Blah, 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 spells it all out. Keep going. Keep gone, keep gone, keep gone, keep gone, keep gone. You can read all those later. And then all of a sudden it gets to number nine. What's it say in number nine? Huh? Well, the migration of importation such persons as of any of the states. It's a state's constitution. Go down to number 10 then. Number 10. No state. Shall, folks, no state. No state shall. No state shall. No state shall. Huh? Scrolling down, no state shall. No state shall. Why? Because it wasn't, we weren't a federal government. We were states. We were, okay. How'd we get in this mess, man? Where the states have no power. And I think, love him or lump him, maybe that's one of the things that we're trying to move back to here in the United States of America. Because we saw, trying to find all the stuff over here. Now, state legislators are going to begin to sue the government. Oh, my goodness. All right. Where do I want to start? Go to number four. Information today, okay? Just information. What's that? That's a broken link. All right. Okay, go to number six. Who got money? I want you to think about this, friends, as they tell you there's a separation between the church and state and all that. See, the government has taken over the state, a church. The government has taken over the church. I'm going to say it again. The government has taken over the church. Scroll on down. Top eight recipients, religious groups. Come on, who's getting all this money? I hate all these pop-ups. Sorry, going down there. Okay, the USA budget totaled $43.4 billion in 2023. What? To 130 countries, Europe, Eurasia. USA has distributed more than $30 billion in direct financial support to the government of the Ukraine. $30 billion. Non-government organizations implement the majority of USAID programs. A non-government organization is some, anybody gets a 501c3 or anything like that, that's where all the money's going to these non-government organizations, including that lady, that Episcopal lady, who got, what'd she get? Something unbelievable. $50 million or something like that. Non-public organizations, which are formed via partnerships, non-military U.S. aid assistance, $20 billion between 2015. Nonprofits, 40% of all U.S. aid NGO funding, 9-year period, including CRS report, with four receiving at least $1 billion. Folks, these are, okay, here we go. You ready? Hey, I thought there was a separation between church and state. You see, the government has taken over the church. Catholic Relief Services got $4.6 billion. Chemonics International, $4.5 billion. FHI, I don't even know what it is, $3.8 billion. Development Alternatives, $3 billion. ABT Associates, $2.6 billion. RT Johnson, Save the Children Federation, $1.5 billion, nonprofit. And then what do? Then they funnel the money back to their specialized supporters. This money ends up back in the laps of your elected officials. Unbelievable, man. Go to number 10. Number seven. Number seven. You ready? What are you going to do about this? It's confirmed. USA gave Chelsea Clinton $84 million. Chelsea Clinton. It was supposed to go for relief in Haiti. Line items show $3 million of the $84 million was spent on Chelsea Clinton's wedding and $10 million to purchase a luxury mansion. $84 million. To Chelsea Clinton. I don't know what to do. Point number 10. I'm sorry, folks. Information, a lot of information today. I'm going to get a lot out, and I'm going to let you come in. USAID is history's largest criminal fraud operation. USAID. This is from the New American, right? Right there. Stop right there. Read it and weep. They paid $20 million to the hard left Rockefeller philanthropy. They paid $1.9992 to strengthen transgender organizations in Guatemala. You paid for it. They paid $1.5 billion to LBG diversity in Serbia. They paid $61 million and $74 million for work with questionable results in Afghanistan. In other words, they don't even know where the money went. This is just USAID. This isn't just your government. This is USAID. They paid $70,000 for a DEI musical in Ireland. Paid $30 million to study HIV in Africa among sex workers, especially so-called transgender. $30 million to do a study. They directly and indirectly funneled $200 million Sit down. It directly and indirectly funneled $200 million to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which introduced COVID to the world. Folks, our government funded COVID. Plot, huh? Oh, yeah. They paid $2.5 for electric vehicles in Vietnam. Paid for a trans care clinic in Vietnam. $25,000 for a trans opera in Colombia. $32,000 for trans comic books in Peru. $500,000 to expand atheism in Nepal. Paid $6 million to promote tourism in Egypt. $20 million for an Iraqi version of Sesame Street. Handed out $4.4 billion in Haiti in 2010. Although most of it ended up in the Clinton Foundation, about $120 million. Funded an Irish event that attacked Catholicism, promoted mass immigration. Paid over $300,000 to BBC's Media Action Network. Paid $27 million for reintegration of gift bags. So when people snuck into America, they gave them gift bags. Paid an estimated $300 million to Afghanistan during the Obama years. Funded hundreds of thousands of meals to Syrian Al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters. We fed Al-Qaeda fighters. It's staggering, isn't it? Staggering. Go to number 11. There's more. Put this in the chat. Number 11, the mainstream media will never recover from these shocking revelations about the Associated Press, the New York Times, and Politico. What are we finding out now, folks? I'm not going to read down through this whole thing. Our government owns the New York Times, Politico, the Washington Post. Our government funded all of those, all of those. And so remember when Donald Trump came out talking about fake news? It's fake news, fake news. It's fake news. He was right. It was all fake news. Right? Scroll on down, Spence. See how much they gave. Let's see. Politico got 8.1 million. Politico, by the way, is the one who spread the whole idea of Russia, 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 Russia. Politico did that. Politico got 8.1 million. Go ahead. Politico LLC, keep going. 34.3 million. Oh, yeah, Politico got 34.3 million. Government contracts with news outlets, a big business. Remember when we show those clips of the news, of the people in the newsroom all saying the same thing over and over and over? Well, here's why. When Trump was calling it fake news, he was right. The Biden administration was very good to Politico. Yeah, just a coincidence. Politico was also very good to the Biden administration. They have infiltrated and have been lying to us, folks. Oh, my goodness. Go to number 12. Here in a minute, I'm just going to shut it up and listen to you guys, okay? Let you guys come in here. Okay, here you go. You can't make this up. This is a minuscule list of programs that are being shut down. The left is screaming. Why? Because this is money that is no, there is no accountability for this money. $10 million a year on an empty office building. $3 million to the State Department to censor conservatives. $2 million to fund health and human services for a study on Facebook for children to see how they react to food advertisements. $419,000 to study rats to see if lonely rats are more likely to use cocaine. Can't make this up. $4.8 million for Ukraine influencers. $365,000 for the National Endowment of the Arts promoting circuses in national parks. $10 million for girl climate activism in Brazil. $875 million to fund films in the country of Jordan. $345,000 fighting terrorism with soccer. $288,000 for diversity in bird watching. $500,000 to Ethiopia to expand its media. See, Elon Musk is finding all this stuff, folks. He's got, I don't know if you know this, he's got all these geniuses, these guys with autism, they know how to break codes, and they're finding all this stuff because this has never been listed anywhere, but they're able to get in there and they find where all this stuff's gone. So $1.5 million to spin kittens for science to study motion sickness. $720,000 for Mexican duck conservation. $20 million for Sesame Street in Iraq, $1.7 million for the Federal Bureau of Advanced Stapling Engineering to create the ultimate stapler that never jams. $1.5 million, the Commission of Conference Room Swivel Chairs to ensure all chairs swivel at the same rate. This is almost comical, isn't it? $1.3 million to the Office of Highlighter Color Coordination. $2.4 million to research initiatives on pencil sharpening efficiency. Wait, it gets better. $1.6 million to the Strategic Paperweight Design Program. $1.4 million to the National Bubble Wrap Stress Relief. $900,000 to the Borough of Mailbox Fernsway. $2.3 million to the Federal Balloon Animal Training Academy. Learn how to twist balloons into animals. $2.3 million. $3 million to the Office of Puddle Depth Management. $1.5 million to the Bureau of Alarm Clock Testing. Unauthorized spending programs. Over 1,200 programs are running on autopilot, up to $50 million a year that nobody's tracking. Nobody's approving it. It just continues every year, $500 billion to these meaningless organizations out there. $38 billion annually for Foreign Relations Act approval in 2003. It's still in effect, even though it expired in 2004. $48 billion annually, 21st Century Cures Act, which expired 30 years ago. $37 billion annually, the Quality Housing Act of 1998, which expired in 1999. But they're still putting money into that account. Somebody's stealing it. $25 billion annually to the NASA Authorization Act of 2017, although it expired in 2018. $7 billion annually, the Energy Policy Act of 2005, expired in 2006, but still getting money. $90 billion annually, the Workforce and Opportunities Act of 2014, which expired in 2015, but still getting money. Get it off my screen. Get it off my screen. Point number 10. Did I do that poem? Yeah, I did that one. Pull up number, Spencer, an ivermectin email I sent you. It's a standalone, I think it says ivermectin. Folks, did you know this? Remember ivermectin, what they called horse paste, and they wouldn't let you take it? You guys remember that? Did they tell you that ivermectin prevents the damage caused by drugs created using mRNA technology blocks, entry of spike proteins into cells? If the person was vaccinated, they can treat themselves for damage already done through using of ivermectin. Did they tell you that ivermectin, you know, it only has beneficial effects and no harmful effects in the treatment of the COVID? In fact, even before entering the cell, it's already destroyed the virus in the blood. Ivermectin destroyed the virus in the blood even before it got into the cell. It has a very powerful anti-inflammatory action, again, and has a powerful impact on traumatic and orthopedic injuries. It strengthens muscles and has no side effects like corticosteroids. Paul knows what that stuff is. Ivermectin treats autoimmune ailments such as rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, psoriasis, Crohn's disease. What? Oh, yeah, yeah. It improves immunity levels in cancer patients, treats herpes simplex, herpes zoster, plus reduces the frequency of sinusitis and diverticulitis. What does? Horse paste. This horse paste they wouldn't let you take. It improves immunity levels in cancer patients, treats herpes simplex, improves zoster, protects the heart in cardiac overload. In an embolism, for example, it prevents cardiac hypoxia because it stimulates the production of basic energy so that the tissue is not destroyed and thus improves cardiac function. What? It's good for my heart? What? It's anti-parasitic, anti-neoplastic, which is anti-cancer. Allegedly, it suppresses the proliferation of metastasis cancer cells, preserving healthy cells and improving the effectiveness of chemotherapy treatment. Number eight. It kills cancer cells. Resistant to chemotherapy, defeating the resistance to multiple chemotherapeutics that tumors develop and combine with chemotherapy and or anti-cancer agents. It provides an increase in the effectiveness of these treatments. It's antimicrobial and increases immunity. It reaches the central nervous system and regenerates the nerves. It helps to regulate glucose, insulin metabolism, cholesterol levels, and reduces liver fat. And I don't even know what this stuff is. It can be used as a prophylactic agent. It's been associated with a significant reduction in infection, hospitalization, and death rates due to COVID-19. Paul, what do you think about that? Dr. Paul, what do you think about that?
Nothing new under the sun, Coach. Not a lot of money in ivermectin.
Huh? Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And they kept it from us, folks. They called it horse paste.
Coach, it was discovered in the dirt, in the soil in Japan. Animals were eating it because it naturally helped them. It's crazy, Coach.
Listen, the Bible says there's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. All this stuff is being exposed, man. All of it is being exposed. Wait, I got one more thing. I got four more things, but I've been rambling for long enough. I want to give you guys a chance to get in here. Let me see. Where is it? Where is it? One more I wanted to see. Pull up number nine. Let's make a guy smile. They're going after Fauci in the States. They're going after Fauci in the States, folks. He may have immunity. I don't know if he got immunity. I don't know if he did. But Republican attorneys general seek to bypass Biden pardon and investigate Fauci on the state level. We don't have any idea how wicked the American government has become, friends. And all those conspiracy theories we talked about, lo and behold, it looks like maybe we were right. All right, I'm going to shut up. Johnny, come on in.
Good morning, you guys.
Is this something, Johnny? I got more. Go ahead.
Wow. Can I say dereliction of duty? These are representatives. What does the word represent mean? They're to represent us, right?
Yes.
I didn't authorize any of that spending. Whose money is that? It's our money, you guys. I say we go in and we form the American people and we file a class action lawsuit and demand our money back.
Well, because as Jack just put up in there, every one of those people, listen to me. All 535 of them are responsible because they have a fiduciary responsibility. One of their number one responsibility is to make sure our money is not being spent unworthily. That's one of their number one duties, folks. What they're going to blame?
I mean, really, I know that sounds crazy, but really, I mean, is it really that crazy?
No, it isn't.
Why shouldn't we do that? Why shouldn't we go after these people who don't represent anything but themselves and their psychotic way of living? These people are—they're not even human beings.
No, Johnny, I wonder if they are. They're so unbelievably sick. Let me show you something.
Unbelievable.
Else. Pull up number five. I got more. I got pages and pages and pages of this stuff. Pull up number five. Did you guys see this? Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That old Episcopal lady. Huh? Remember that Episcopal lady got there and bitched and moaned about Trump and he's, about all these poor people? Oh, come to find out, her budget, Episcopal bishop lectures Trump while earning taxpayer millions. The Episcopal bishop Marion Budd's sermon to President Trump during an inaugural prayer request, yada, yada, yada. That's because the federal contracting arm of her church, I thought there was a separation between the church. The state. The federal contracting arm of the church is paid to bring in people on resettlement programs that Trump temporarily paused and targeted for reevaluation. And don't you know it that her church budget for 2024 are not available yet, but in 2023, her church brought in $53 million taxpayer dollars to resettle what? 3,600 individuals, $53 million to resettle 3,600 individuals. She sponsored 6,400 individuals from 48 countries. The leading action allies were Afghans under a special humanitarian. No wonder she stood up and bitched and moaned at the president. No wonder he's going to cut her off. The Office of Refugee Resettlement was projecting 656,000 new arrivals in 2025 until Trump cut her off. Isn't that a slave trade? Jack, you're right. Isn't that slave trade, folks? Huh? And she stands up, separation church and state, separation church and state, can't have prayer in schools. Oh, no, 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 no. See, Bible tells us that evil men are crept in unaware, change the truth of God into a lie, worship, serve the creature more than the creator, right? And so what we have is a government who lost, I'm sorry, a church that's lost its way. It's lost its way. I'll get there in a second. Come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, I told you on Friday, Coach, you need to have a show through the weekend. You've got so much stuff today because of what happened over the weekend, and now it's Monday. So, Coach, that thing back on the States that I sent you about their filing suit, absolutely. Fauci cannot get away from it. Same thing as Donald Trump in his New York case. He cannot pardon himself because it's New York charges. These are going to be state charges right here. Now, when I sent to you that paper, there was like five states. Within one day, it's now 19 states have filed against him. You know, location is important. Location is important, especially when you're dealing with courts. So where are these key states from? Oh, I know. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals right here in New Orleans. Pack your bags, boys. It's about to rock down here. And Fauci is going to get exactly his worth on this thing.
But is he ever going to get his worth? And, Randy, come on in.
So, Coach, how did she just accidentally get put front and center on this? This lesbian pastor.
How'd that happen?
Is somebody know something, Coach? I think the only way the country's going to see this is if they put the convicts like Fauci, let him be front and center, and you can't miss it. That's the only way people are going to see the truth, Coach.
It's the only way. It's the only way. And I want to bring up something right here that I haven't really. Believe it or not, I'm not going to go into real details, but I want you to. There's a huge conspiracy. There's big breaking news right here in our area regarding a local church. I'm not going to get into the church. They're not here to defend themselves. Yada yada yada. But from what I understand, what the information is. I went to the Columbus Dispatch, which is our newspaper of record here. Yesterday, they had a story on it. Today, it's totally scrubbed from the website. I couldn't find it anywhere. Judd, maybe you can look and see if you can find it. I don't know. Maybe you can. Look, I'm not going to criticize. I don't know. Okay, I wouldn't want people doing it to me without knowing. Everybody gets their day in court. But allegedly, there have been child abuse going on within this church. Now, hang on. Can you find that, Judd? Somebody out there find it. I looked at the Dispatch today, and it's gone. Story's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And let me give you the story. I'm not even going to name names. So this church, a name it, claim it church, big name it, claim it church. It's all about money, yada, yada, yada. That's how, you know, they got campuses. You know how that goes. Well, evidently, they've been covering. They allegedly have been covering up child abuse, sexual abuse at the church. At least 10 people have come forward. At least 10 have come forward. And some of them went to the Attorney General of the state of Ohio. Guy's name is Dave Yost. He wants to be governor. And the people went to the governor and said, this abuse is taking place, governor. Would you investigate it? And I'm not making this up. I'm sorry, I can't find it. And the Attorney General of Ohio said, I can't investigate that. They're my friends. Really? Really? Huh? He said, I can't investigate that. They're my friends. Said that publicly. He wants to be governor, by the way. And then we find out that not only that are they friends, but the wife of the pastor, big mega church, is county commissioner. Just got elected county commissioner in Knox County, up where Jeff Klein lives. And they asked the sheriff of Knox County, please investigate this sexual, please, these sexual allegations. Sheriff of Knox County, please. You know what he said? I can't do it. She's my boss. She's county commissioner. I can't do that. I'm not making any of this up. I'm sorry, I can't show it. I'm not mentioning the church. You can find it all you want to. Mel found it. Can you click that up? What Mel just put in the chat, Spencer? I want you guys, I'm not making this up. Now, look, I want you, when you get in a situation like this, folks, I want to pray that this is wrong, that this is not true. I don't want this church to, what a pockmark on Christianity. I pray this isn't true. But look at this. So Licking County, where I live now, Licking County is now going to handle this abuse because the Attorney General said, I can't do that. I can't do that. They're my friends. in my friend. I wonder how many times the attorney general hasn't investigated other things because they were his friends. And there it says, Knox County Commissioner Drinda Cassie is head pastor and friends with the attorney general. So he's not going to investigate it. The county commissioners in Knox County aren't going to investigate it. And lo and behold, Licking County, where I live, the Licking County Sheriff's Office will investigate sexual abuse. They will. They will, right? Because why? Buddy, buddy, attorney general, he can't do it. Wait a minute, friends. Help me out. Couldn't the attorney general say, my office is going to investigate it. I take my hands off it. I have nothing to do with it. Jeff Klein, come on in. Folks, this is everywhere. Why? Because the church has taken its hands off of government. It's a wild, wild west. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yep. Everybody around here, the prosecuting attorneys, sheriff, none of them, they all say they can't investigate it.
Can't do it. They're my friends. They're my boss. Can't do it.
Because they put the monies out for each of them offices, so they can't send it. So, matter of fact, I'm good buddies with the new sheriff we just elected. I'll go ask him what's going on. But I was at the commissioner meeting last Thursday at 10 o'clock. Every Thursday at 10 o'clock, there's a commissioner meeting. We need to have people sitting in. Nobody showed up. Heavy police presence. Deputy
including,
sheriff.
Including her.
Yeah, she went there. Deputy sheriff. Look, everywhere. Folks,
the woman initially, this is the woman. Did she do it or not? I don't know. I don't know whether she was abused or not. I don't know. The woman initially sought help in Knox County Sheriff's Office and was told by the sheriff that he couldn't investigate it because of conflict of interest, because the pastor is on, she's commissioner.
Yeah. And I was told,
what if she had murdered her husband? Would they be able to investigate it then if he had murdered her?
And when I had a seat at the big table with him, first thing they said, old Bill Purcell looked at me and said, JC, you're allowed to speak today, but we're not going to talk on anything that pertains to something going on. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's unbelievable.
We'll be there again Thursday.
All right. Come on, Vinny, come on in.
Money and compromise, Coach. The whole essence.
Money and compromise, right?
The whole essence of Psalm 2.
Hey, Vinny, we know this, don't we? We know that all that money being funneled into all those organizations is going back to the elected officials. It's going back to their reelection campaigns. Did you know this? If you run for Congress and you get elected to Congress and then you got a big reelection budget and you decide I'm not going to run, did you know you get to keep all that money? Did you know that? And so that when the senators and the congressmen give all this money to organizations, why, the organizations donate it back to their campaigns, right? Hey, do me this, do a favor real quick. What's that name, Ocasio-Cortez? Ocasio-Cortez, see if you can find out what she's worth from when she went into office to what she's worth now. Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, thank you.
You mean the barmaid?
The barmaid, yep. What's she worth now? Her personal wealth. What is she now? No, I don't know if that'll tell us. She came in a barmaid, now she's a millionaire. Yep. That's, why? Because this money gets kicked back to her. All that Ukraine money got kicked back. It all got kicked back to him. How could Nancy Pelosi be a billionaire? Huh? How could Nancy Pelosi be a billionaire? AOC says she's worth less than five. Oh, yeah, less than five. What? Come on in, Randy.
So, Coach, you're showing us the money trail, but Coach, that ain't enough. That's not enough to stop it. Because as long as they can hide behind their friends in the media who won't print the truth and the other people who will cover it up for them, as long as they have cover, nothing, there's going to be no justice. It's never going to change. Coach, there has to be a spiritual element in the picture. It has to be the people that go in there and do what we're doing and tearing down the strongholds that hold all this up. If you don't attack it at the root level, which is the second heaven, Coach, which is all the principalities that sit over these places, if you don't take them out, they just sit there and smoke their cigar and just laugh at you. Spiritually, Coach.
Randy, do you remember anybody out there other than me remember about, was it a year ago, Haiti in Springfield, Ohio? Anybody remember that? how they were having all that. They were eating dogs. Remember that? Remember everybody laughed at it? To find out that Governor Michael DeWine, who lives just down the road, is the one who brought in all those Haitians. Remember that? And then he was exposed for whatever. Did Dave Yost do an investigation on that? Dave Yost, who's the attorney general, did he investigate his buddy Mike DeWine? No, I don't think he did. And some, heck, help me. Doesn't Dave Yost not want to be governor? Because DeWine can't be governor anymore. I wonder if DeWine's going to support Dave Yost. Yeah. And all that eating dogs and cats and everything all just kind of went away, didn't it? Went away. Gino.
I just want to say you're going to all throw me out of here, but people, we got to take the blindfold off our eyes. We're under a corporation.
Yep.
You guys have put yourself under their jurisdiction by saying you're a U.S. citizen. Yep. Listen, people, we got to get rid of this corporation or we're not going to do nothing. We got to get back to republic. We're not what they say we are.
Gino, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Right? I know it, but I love it.
Amen. 14th Amendment. That's right, Jack. Oh, God, we got so much. Oh, my goodness. See, what's happened? Really, guess what? You would believe this, wouldn't you? In the last 30 years, 40 years, for the most part, it was Pat Robertson. Yes, Pat Robertson. Moral majority. Remember that? Moral majority. When would that have been? 80? 84? Pat Robertson tried to awaken the Christians. He was a shyster too, by the way. Right? We're at war. Christians, we got to clean this mess up. We have to do this. We have to. Why is that lady in Washington, D.C. getting $54 million from the government? There's a separation between church and state. I don't know. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, back about, 12 years ago or so, we had Roy Moore on our radio show, and we really had a great show, and we kind of got to the point where in order to fix this, we need to go back to the original ratified Constitution with the 10 amendments and start over from 11 forward. And don't you know that our stupid little radio station with six people listening went ballistic, and they'd tried to kill us because we were trying to get rid of women's right to vote. And all we said was, we got to go back and start over and rewrite some of these bad amendments. Wow, it went ballistic.
So how about this? Judge Roy Moore, they ran him out of office for posting the Ten Commandments, folks. You remember that, don't you? He wanted to post the Ten Commandments in his office. They ran him out, man. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they all noticed that, folks. Gold's at $2,900. $2,900 an ounce. Gold's going to the moon. Who I got? Craig, come on in.
Well, to speak about what Randy's saying, I know where I was on February 16th, 2022, because I had my little spiritual warfare bag, my Bible, and I walked around the property of the National Institute of Health where Mr. Fauci was working.
I know why
that church became a lead with the Bishop of Washington. Because Steve Deck, John Loveland, and myself were there about 10 days before the president was getting his invocation for there. We sat in that church. We prayed. We saw what was going on. We know what the church was, and we prayed. I sent you a clip this weekend. Laura Ingraham was doing a thing about revivals going around the country at universities. And guess what university she highlighted? That would be the University of Georgia. Do you know where the University of Georgia is, Coach? That's Athens, Georgia.
Right.
Do you know where we went before we went to the Georgia Guidestones in the morning?
Athens, Georgia.
to the arches.
Yep.
At the University.
How do you remember all this
of
stuff?
Georgia? Okay. And you know what? You know what happened? You know, when you look at your messenger, you should look at it. She did a really nice segment on it. They started going out into the parking lot unexpectedly and filling up pickup trucks with water and baptizing people in the parking lot. That wasn't planned. And so when we went to the Gettysburg and we read the six little things that we need to repent for in America, we asked for the Lord to take care of lewd and lascivious behavior on our youth. And we brought up about human trafficking and gluttony. I think that ties to what the things that you're talking about in the church, the Lord starting with the church. I mean, a lot of the things that we have gone to and went to and asked for the courts of heaven to assign mighty warring angels to address this have been and are being addressed right now. And I give credit to the Lord, not to us. What I'm just saying is the Lord is faithful and he responds to the fervent prayer of the righteous. He answers it in his own way and is in his own time.
But we don't believe that, do we? Not really. Hang on. We don't really believe that. What's his name? Jerry Spencer, I'm going to send you. Craig, I just now saw that link, believe it or not. So, Spencer, I'm sending you a link right now that Craig just sent me. Craig, you're amazing. You remember all this stuff. We don't really believe in supernatural, do we?
I also sent you a link. It's long. It's 8 minutes. But it's when Clay Parker started reading at the Georgia Guidestones, and Mark Trump and Randy Lunsford, another man, because Clay said, "Well, I get some brothers to come in and put their hands on me while I read." And he read for 8 minutes a dissertation that basically took the knees out in an injunction to other people. I'm just saying, it was a very powerful prayer. I mean, I have this on my phone because I document it because I want the Lord to get the credit for it. Because people won't believe me. And Dale, like Clay Parker's doing that, grabs that cross and adds all the length up to 26 feet. He puts it up there and leans it up against the altar of the Ten Commandments is saying, "Why Clay's doing this thing? It's amazing."
Play this real quick, Laura Ingraham. So, folks, by the way, I've said this before: the revival that broke out on the Ohio State football team, Ohio State football campus, is like nothing anybody's ever seen. And here, it's going on in Georgia too. Go ahead.
I think all hope is lost for humanity, or that young people are entitled or rudderless or becoming more vicious, something happens to make us optimistic again. Well, last week, thousands of students gathered for Unite Georgia. It's a faith event geared mostly toward Gen Zers that brought students and locals together in worship and prayer, singing and personal testimonies. And at some point, the event moved from Stegeman Coliseum at the University of Georgia to a parking lot, and pickup trucks became impromptu baptismal pools, their beds filled with water.
This is insane. Thousands of college students getting baptized in truck beds.
I was atheist until 3 years ago when Christ called my name.
Yeah!
And he showed me that the love of Jesus is the greatest love story of all time.
Yeah! Joining me now, Tanya Pruitt, founder of Unite US.
Okay, wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. When the enemy comes in like a flood.
I tell you, their testimony is worth listening to. I know it's 2 minutes, but people would be blessed by listening to these kids' testimony.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Unite Us, excuse me. And Nate Kearns, a junior at the University of Georgia. Nate, now we actually have video of the moment that you were baptized. Let's watch.
Pickup truck.
Now, Nate, had you planned on getting baptized that night?
I had not, no, ma'am. I just heard the call from the Lord, and he said, be obedient. And I listened to him to take a step of faith and let my fraternity brothers watch that.
Wow. Tanya, I know you've organized multiple revivals like this at schools, including at Auburn, which we covered last year. What's going on here among our young people?
You know, first, I just want to say that these events can only be explained by a move of God. We have thousands of students showing up at these events and hundreds giving their lives to Jesus, hundreds getting baptized. We're hearing testimonies from these students saying, hey, I walked in contemplating suicide, but I left with the most joy and peace I've ever experienced. It's just amazing and it's moving. We have universities reaching out on our website every day saying, we're desperate for revival. Please bring Unite to our university. It's just a work of God.
It's incredible to see this. And again, at a time where so many people are so down about our youth, Nate, what was your relationship with religion, with Christ before last Wednesday?
My experience is very, I grew up culturally Christian, went to church, but there was no intimate relationship with Christ. Wednesday, I had fully committed myself to Christ a month prior, and I just felt the calling to obey the Lord. And I'm here to say that for you at home, no matter how broken you think you are, Jesus Christ's love is more powerful than that, and He wants to enter into a personal relationship with you. If you call on the name of the Lord, you will not be forsaken.
Wow. Well, I want to have everyone tonight watching the angle see how your night ended once all the baptism had actually finished. Watch. Okay, Tanya, first of all, I always cry when I hear Amazing Grace. It just always is. It's one of those hymns that just, I better not even talk about it. Because that is so beautiful. And something is happening here in this country. There's a deep, deep, deep desire for something more than going out, getting drunk, you know, hooking up and, you know, doing whatever college kids do. Tanya, close it out.
Yes. So I think we have college students all over our nation that are saying, you know what, I'm hungry for more and I'm desperate for hope. And in mentoring college students, I just heard about all the unimaginable pain that students are going through and they're seeking for something. And what we're bringing to them is just hope and truth.
Real hope.
And we offer salvation and freedom and connection. And our prayer is that these students will leave this event and get connected in a local church or ministry and carry this on as a lifelong decision.
Tanya, Nate, okay, you can very, very cool.
Teddy Roosevelt said to educate a child, not to educate him in morality, is to educate a menace to society. That's what we've done, right? The church has withdrawn from the education, withdrawn from government, withdrawn from everything, and look what we have. Look what we have. And then we scream and holler because, again, Elon Musk doesn't fit our standard. Donald Trump doesn't fit our standard. Right? Right? Oh, he's not holy enough for us. Lord can use whatever he wants to use. Use an ass, right? Who hadn't been in there? Joe Allen hadn't been in. Come on in, Joe.
Of course, we want to give all the glory to God. But didn't these children just go through a lockdown a couple years ago?
Yep.
Are they still feeling what happened to us for 4 years underneath this Biden? Second thing, isn't there another person running for governor of Ohio, Mr. Fancy Hair Wamaswamy?
Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah. Oh, how deep things are, man. Let's see. Look at. Let's go with Vinny. Go ahead, Vinny.
So USAID, guys, you have to understand it's an inorganic, artificial mechanism that requires evil men to propagate it. It's not real. So you and I going through our lives helping each other, that's organic. That works. So yeah. For evil people to walk around profiteering off of each other, and then only every once in a while showing off their largesse,
yes,
that's artificial, you see, and that has to be maintained. So once again, they're trying to point the cameras only at USAID and not the people running USAID.
A good point.
That's the only one that stops.
Good point. And look, thank God for Craig and thank God for Randy. I forgot all about us going to Georgia. at that arch that was down there and praying at that sucker. Now, Randy, come on in a second. Talk about that, Randy.
What, Coach, talk about what? I missed that word. What you
the
said.
The arch. I'm praying that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Coach. We did so much that weekend. But yeah, we went to the University of Georgia at Athens, Coach. And when we met there, there was the arch. It's the Arch of Baal. It's just there's just a lot of colleges. And what it is, Coach, it's a stronghold point. They pray all their demonic stuff. The occult goes in there and they do all this stuff and they set up demons, Coach. They set up principalities and powers right there. So then when people walk in there, it's like, okay, they're inspired by what? Is it Jesus or is it demons? So, Coach, what we did there at that Arch of Baal, I don't know what they call that arch. It's been there for years, ever since that university started, I think. But we took down a stronghold. I remember us praying over that. I remember watching Rick Simpson. I remember watching a lot of the guys, Alan, Craig, and praying prayers. And what we got, what we said, Coach, amen. We put out the word of God, the prophetic words of God, and watch the frequencies change. Now, does it take time? Yes, it does. It does. But we put it in motion, Coach, and maybe it didn't happen that moment, but a year later or 2 years or 4 years later, look what is happening. So, Coach, we have to see the value in going to these places. Guess what? We need to go to the university, the Ohio State campus, and we need to stand up in some of those places and watch. Amen. And speak, Coach. We need to go to the courthouses and speak. We need to go to the schools and speak. We are speaking to these demonic principalities and powers. Dale understands this. They went down the streets in New Orleans, and they go to these strongholds, and you go. God takes you to these points. If it's a portal, I don't care. But he says, go here, stand here. I need you to speak.
Yeah, man.
That's what we do, Coach. That's what we're good at.
Oh, and man,
we can expose all this, Coach, by going and doing, because later on, all this manifests. We don't think we're doing things at the moment, but later on, it is coming out. Things are changing. And when we understand that the act of obedience, Craig going to Chicago when he was sick and he laid there and he spoke this and watched the angels, God confirm everything he's doing. And he fights this demonic attack. That's what we have to be, Coach. We have to be the boots on the ground. And thank you for exposing it, Coach. But it comes down to us now being the boots and the people that are God's hands and feet. And that's what I've learned to do, Coach. Yep, I'm just a nobody up here down here in Oklahoma. But our little group went to every county. We did the counties, the 12 courthouses in the United States. Coach, we have to see how big this is. And we'll keep setting plans and we'll keep doing actions because we are lighting fires. We're taking down strongholds and it's powerful, Coach.
Randy, we ought to do one a month. We ought to get organized, do one a month. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I was just going to mention that it's refreshing to see young people coming to the Lord and all that. Think of David when he slew the Goliath. He was just beginning.
Amen.
God had planned for him in mind to be king, you know. And so some of these people that are young, you know, we don't have a clue as to what Yahweh, the Lord, has for them. But I guarantee you he's got a plan for them. The other thing is that Donald Trump is doing some major work to get rid of the corruption in government. But when it comes to local government, we've talked about this before. It comes down to the local sheriffs.
Yep.
They're the ones that are going to clean this, the local part up. And that sheriff that you had on was one of the proof of it, you know?
Yep. That's right. And see, look again, folks, if a sheriff, if a local official knows he can get away with it, it's human nature. You're going to get away with it. Who is the bedwork? Who is the one that's supposed to hold the government accountable? Lucifer? The Luciferians, the non-religious folks, they're supposed to hold government accountable? No. The head, he's the head, we're the body, right? We got to engage. We have to hold them accountable. We have to step up to the plate. And Randy and Craig, thanks. I don't know, man, you've refreshed my memory today. We would just go and do stuff, and it's just another thing we would go do. And lo and behold, could the things we've been doing, could the Lord be honoring our attempts? What a thought that is. See you tomorrow.